Good morning. You're listening to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest from down in New Orleans, Louisiana, is Jim Walker, who's the CEO with the CFI, the Certified Floor Covering Installer Organization. Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kemp. How are you doing today?
I'm well. You know, I talked to you about 6 weeks ago about this meeting and the fact that it was coming up. So it kicks off tomorrow. Let's talk a little bit about it. First, real quick question. Attendance this year, how does it compare to previous years?
We have about 140 people here that have all pre-registered, and we've also tied this in with the Fiana group. Doug Ray, who's president of Fiana, invited us over to talk to their wholesalers or the distributors of our products. So we'll be partnering with them. So that number will probably double in this combined convention that we're having with the Fiana group. So we're really excited about doing this since we're their customers. Obviously, they want to find out what we want and what kind of supplies that we need and what we use and stuff like that.
And what does Fiana stand for?
Flooring Installation of North America. We've got two different hotels. They are separate meetings, but they're close enough that we can intermingle with each other and we can go over and see their area and see their products. And we're going to visit an underlaying supplier down here.
Yeah, you're touring the USG facility down there, aren't you?
That is correct.
A couple of things I wanted to ask you. I've been to a few of these meetings with you before. I know the primary purpose is to have some work sessions and teach these. Basically, you're teaching the teachers because most of the people that come to your meeting are the major certified installers in this business. And many of the people that come to your meeting then turn around and go out and train other people, don't they?
Yes, once they go through a program, we have a program where they have to be a certified trainer. We have a curriculum that they have to follow so that everybody's on the same page. And then once they come in and working through the national office, once they go through that, then right now we have 78 trainers that do this on impulse. I mean, we call them and say, are you ready to go to whatever area? And it's working out great. Mm-hmm. So we use the local people along with somebody from the national office to make sure that everything is run according to our curriculum.
And some of the things that you're having seminars here, you're teaching people, you know, kind of the latest and things that have come along. I think you have a session on moisture testing. You have a session on using some of these new spray adhesives. That's another reason for doing this on an annual basis is to catch everybody up on some of the latest products coming out, right?
That is right. We were trying to get away from, we did it like that 10 years ago, so we're going to keep doing it. But the installers of today have to keep up on the latest technology because of environmental issues. The guys that are getting the training here, they will be qualified, and they have not just an installation of the product, but they're also going to be aware of all the environmental issues that's out there.
If people want to go to this meeting, there's actually scholarship money available from the WFCA that helps offset some of the cost, isn't there?
That is correct. The WFCA has been one of our sponsors for about 18, 19 years now. And if you are a member of the WFCA, which is very nominal, then they will pick up half of whatever the expense to the event. They will pick that up. Now, not only that, the WFCA has been one of the strongest supporters that the CFI has had. They will support any CFI project that we're working on. You can use a scholarship fund to attend that and pick up half of the cost for the seminar.
I was just recently at the Carpet One show, and I talked to a lot of the retailers that were there. One of the questions I've been wanting to ask you, and this falls in that bucket of recruitment, the retailers that are out there that understand that installation is a core part of the service that they offer and what differentiates them, a lot of them are having trouble finding good people that want to choose floor covering installation as a career. So what's going on in that area?
Well, that's right, and that's not just with Carpet One. That is across the country. As I travel around the country, the number one question is, where do I get good installers? Now, I have to make a decision. Do they really want good installers?
Yeah.
Because good installers cost money.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, financially, there's no incentive to get into this business. Because even though they're good trained, they'll go back and they will say, you know, I got trained, I'm CFI certified, or I'm ABC certified, whatever their credentials are. And they say, why do I have to compete with this guy over here who's working with his wife, and they're laying what we call base grade carpet? They're getting 300 yards a day. And you know it's not being put in right, but the retailers hire them to put it in. Why would I want to be good when I only get 60 or 80 yards a day because I have to charge more? Right now, there's no financial incentive for these people to come to work in this trade. And I think the last 3 or 4 years, we've had a depressed area. Most of the good guys got out of the trade. They've gone into other trades, and they're very happy because this is hard work, but it's very rewarding. I think that you're just now looking at the just the peak of it is showing through because there's going to be a great demand because like I've always said, I don't care what dealer you buy it from, most of it comes from one or two or three, four mills.
Yeah.
So it's the installer who's going to make the difference. It's kind of like a cook. You know, you can put a lot of merchandise out there to prepare a meal.
Yeah.
But if that chef or if that cook doesn't know what they're doing, it's just going to be mediocre at best. And that's exactly what's happened to us. I always thought that my job as an installer was to enhance the product, make it look better, to do my part. And without proper training, I just don't know how that's accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
And so until the dealers want better merchandise and they're willing to pay for it, until the mills want this, I say the mills because it's their product, and I do believe that they have a responsibility to get behind training financially. They're going to have to step up and say, okay, we're going to have to do something. This product has to go in. Otherwise, these people are going to be waiting 6, 8 weeks, even months, to get their product in. Even though they can sell it, it's got to go in. Right now, I think we're doing the end user a disservice by putting non-qualified people out there to install it.
What is the, I don't know if we can solve it here in this interview, but obviously it seems like what you're saying is that a trained installer it requires, you know, attending meetings like where you are today. And it almost seems like we need to have something that says that this carpet must be installed by a trained installer. It just seems to be the impasse, doesn't it?
Because the carpet starts with the manufacturer, and the manufacturer controls the installation of that product.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're going to have to put on the labels. We're going to have to tell the retailers
mm-hmm.
that this product should be installed or must be installed by a qualified person. And I think that we will enhance the product to the end user. Right now, we're not only doing a disservice to the end user by not having it installed properly, we're doing a disservice to the product. We make a good product. The mills make a good product, but it must be put in by a qualified service. The fact that somebody knows a fuzzy side goes up does not qualify you as an installer.
Hey, listen, one quick last question. I've been to these meetings before. I know you usually have something fun as part of your meeting down there. What are you doing in New Orleans to let people do some team building?
They have a night out on their own. They can go out and entertain themselves because it is New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And we've actually cut it one day short. But I do know that there is an afternoon schedule just to go out and enjoy New Orleans.
Okay. I'm sure it's going to be a great meeting. Again, been talking to Jim Walker, who's CEO with the CFI, Certified Floor Covering Installers, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.